USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is truly an exciting time in the United States. Our economy is booming like never before. Our people are prospering and spirits are soaring.
President Trump there not addressing a campaign rally in the United States, but rather speaking during his first official visit to India, addressing a packed house during a rally at the world's newest and largest cricket stadium, and telling the crowd of 110,000 about India.
India will soon be the home of the biggest middle class anywhere in the world, and within less than 10 years, extreme poverty in your country is projected to completely disappear.
Global stock markets are falling after another surge in the number of cases of coronavirus, including in Italy and South Korea. And this is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Bernie Sanders coming off another victory, this time at the Nevada caucus over the weekend, and saying on 60 Minutes last night there is a distinction between his brand of, quote, socialism and what he calls President Trump's capitalistic socialism.
He got $800 million in tax breaks and subsidies to build luxury housing. That's called corporate socialism. What democratic socialism is about is saying, let's use the federal government to protect the interests of working families.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is not happy with some of her colleagues. The nation's highest court ruling 5-4 late last week in favor of the Trump administration's rule regarding immigrants receiving public benefits while seeking legal status. Getting legal status would be more difficult for immigrants if they receive such benefits, Sotomayor taking issue with the court's decision. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Billionaire Tom Steyer will be on stage with fellow Democratic presidential hopefuls this week, as a new CBS News YouGov poll just out today gives him 18% support in South Carolina. That's enough to qualify him for Tuesday's debate in Charleston. Steyer has spent a lot of time and money in South Carolina, so now he'll debate six others, including Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Federal and local authorities are investigating after 18 Jewish community centers across New York were targeted with bomb threats yesterday. At least one center in New Jersey was also targeted. The threats were emailed, but some were found to be credible, and in Albany, more than 100 people were evacuated from a center yesterday morning as police were sweeping the building. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo tweeting that the state has, quote, zero tolerance for anti-Semitism, adding, we won't let hate and fear win. And most of the late Kirk Douglas's $61 million fortune is going to charitable causes. The screen icon passing away this month at 103. Most of the money left behind will be given out by his charity, the Douglas Foundation, to groups including Children's Hospital in Los Angeles and the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.